At KVGC News Time, now 8 minutes after the hour. Well, the Amador County Fair is in the history books, and it was a smashing success, especially the Destruction Derby that wrapped up the four-day run. Taking fourth place was Jeremy Brisky. Third place, Cameron Wilson. Second place, Kyle Wilson. And in first place, Party Artie Tressler. And those are all four of those names are no strangers to those that have watched Destruction Derby over the years. So, Artie, congratulations on that. And prior to the beginning of the Derby, Jackson resident Dorothy Onetto had a chance at winning $50,000 in the Harrah's Northern California sponsored cornhole toss. Unfortunately, Dorothy fell just a little short and didn't make the $50,000. But congratulations to Dorothy anyway. And again, a big success with the Junior Livestock Auction this year. The prices for the animals were high, the number of animals low, but folks kicked up those prices. So again, thank you on behalf of the Amador County Fair, all those who were in attendance. And again, we're looking forward to hopping back in the saddle again next year for the 2022 Amador County Fair.
The shark was gone by the time I got there, so maybe next year. Hey, an Amador County Sheriff deputy involved in a fatal traffic pursuit Friday evening. According to the Sheriff's Office, just before 7, a deputy called to the area of Overland Drive and Pioneer. The reporting party told dispatch a man who had previously attempted to steal a vehicle from their property, seen in the area. They believed he was casing their home to attempt it again. Well, the reporting party gave a detailed description of the subject and his vehicle. Deputies arrived on scene shortly after 7, but the subject was gone. The investigating deputy canvassed the area, spotted the suspect vehicle just before 7:30. The deputy attempted to conduct a traffic enforcement stop based on expired registration, but the vehicle sped away. The pursuit lasted approximately 3 minutes till the subject crossed the double yellow line into oncoming traffic, overcorrected, and left the road, striking a power pole. The subject's vehicle was instantly engulfed in flames, which started a vegetation fire. When firefighters arrived, they discovered the driver dead from his injuries, his identity being withheld at this time pending positive ID and notification of next of kin. CHP's major accident team is currently investigating the collision.
And many changed their driving habits during the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, but one aspect of travel activity unfortunately climbed. AAA showed a drastic drop in road travel at the start of the pandemic due to COVID-19 and associated restrictions. It found the average number of all daily car trips fell by 45%. While they rebounded in May and June, the number remained 20 to 25% below their 2019 levels during the remainder of last year. The research also concluded that trips by all modes of transportation plunged by 40%. Also, the average number of daily trips for all modes of transportation fell from 3.7 trips per day in 2019 to 2.2 trips. Unfortunately, despite fewer cars on the road with more people staying home, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration recently estimated that 38,680 people died in vehicle crashes in 2020. That's an increase of about 7.2% over 2019 and the largest projected number of fatalities since 2007.
Well, just after 5 Friday afternoon, a Ford pickup hauling a trailer got caught in some wires and sparked as many as 6 fires in Calaveras County. The initial fire ignited on Milton Road and Jenny Lind Road near Main Street. CHP reports a Ford truck pulling a trailer got caught up in some wires that then dragged on the roadway, sparking the flames. In all, there were 6 fires, but 2 of them burned into 1, resulting in 5 blazes. Cal Fire reports the forward rate of spread stopped just after 7 in the evening, but not before the fire grew to an estimated 200 acres. At one point, residents along Main and Baldwin and Hunt Road and Jenny Lind under evacuation orders. Residents along a quarter-mile stretch of Main Street also evacuated. Residents able to return to their homes just before 8. Crews worked on full containment and mopping up into the evening. CHP reports they're still looking for the Ford pickup that touched off the fires.
And a homeowner's tip led to the arrest of a McAlamy Hill man on charges of mail theft on Thursday at about 10:45 in the morning. Calaveras Sheriff's deputy was contacted by a citizen regarding suspicious behavior believed to be connected with criminal activity. The citizen stated that a suspect, Andrew Barino from McAlamy Hill, was allowed to stay in a shed on their property. Well, when he left, the property owner was removing items left behind. They located several items of mail and credit cards with varying names. Deputies collected the suspected stolen items and initiated an investigation. Barino was located in Wallace. He first provided a false name to throw deputies off. During a subsequent search, deputies located methamphetamine, a hypodermic needle, and several items, including mail, credit cards, driver's license, insurance cards, and forged checks. Names and addresses on the mail were as far away as Ione in Amador County. Barino was placed under arrest and booked into the Calaveras County Jail on charges ranging from felony forgery to possession of a controlled substance to mail theft. His bail was set at $20,000. This is an ongoing investigation.
And no-cost COVID-19 testing still available here in Amador County. Testing available Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, 7 to 3 in the Health and Human Service Building parking lot off Conductor Boulevard, off Lower Ridge. Drop-in testing is available. Testing staff will approach the vehicle with the instructions. We'll make it very quick and very easy. Registration may also be accessed through the county website or by calling 888-634-1123.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.